Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Monday morning. The Kingsway to be clear of construction within a few weeks. So far so good at the ongoing asphalt and underground infrastructure project on the Kingsway, with the effort on track to being within its $11 million budget. So described City Engineering Services Director David Shelsted, who noted that crews should be leaving the site open to traffic within a few weeks for the seasonal shutdown of roadwork. Next year's roadwork will include laying surface asphalt between just west of the Kingsway's intersection with Berrydown Road to Falconbridge Road, and installing a sidewalk, curb and bike lane on the south side. The paving should go quick, Shelsted said, noting that surface layer asphalt only took crews one day to complete this season, between Silver Hills Drive to where they left off near Berrydown Road. The curb, sidewalk and bike lanes will take additional time. For the full story, click here. Santa Claus Parade ushers in Christmas season. Excitable children joined their parents in bundling up to usher in the Christmas season with the 63rd annual Santa Claus Parade in downtown Sudbury on Saturday night. There were 74 floats registered for this year's event, which saw participants circle a handful of blocks down Elm Street, and then back to Notre Dame through St. Anne Road. For a video and photos of the parade, click here. Sudbury men among nine charged with moose hunting violations. Nine men, including three Sudburians, were fined a total of $8,390 for failing to meet tagging requirements while party hunting during the open moose season of 2022. The court heard that on October 19, 2022, a conservation officer inspected a hunting party on an old logging road off Highway 129 near Chaplot. A Blind River member of the hunting party produced a valid cow-calf moose tag which was not notched at the time of inspection, nor was there any mention of a moose being shot, according to a media release issued by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. For the full story, click here. City offers positions to 42 volunteer firefighter recruits. The City of Greater Sudbury has offered positions to 42 volunteer firefighter recruits, who will undergo their first 10 hours of training during the first weekend of December. As with every year's recruitment cycle, each step of the process has found prospective firefighters drop off. The season started with 76 people applying for volunteer firefighter positions between May 1, 2022, and May 31, 2023. Of these applicants, 15 withdrew, bringing the net total down to 61. The most commonly reported reasons applicants gave for dropping out is they relocated outside of a volunteer fire station's catchment area, or they became too busy. Remaining applicants were invited to take part in physical testing at the firefighters' training grounds in Azilda during the summer. Of those who went through physical testing, 42 were recently offered positions. Since that time, four of the people offered positions have withdrawn. For the full story, click here. Impala and Sudbury mine contractor fined following 2020 fatality. Impala Canada was fined a total of $350,000 in a Thunder Bay court on October 13 for two separate workplace incidents that occurred at its Lac des Isles, LDI, palladium mine in 2020, one of which killed a mining contractor. SCR Mines Technology, a Sudbury mining service company that was working on the mine site, 90 kilometers northwest of Thunder Bay, was also fined $130,000 in the instance where one of its workers died. The companies entered a guilty plea, according to Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development news release posted this week. On May 27, 2020, the contractor was killed when blasted ore saturated with concrete and water overwhelmed protected barriers at the base of an ore pass. For the full story, click here.